Hello, my name is Shraddha Gupta and I'm working as Microsoft SQL Support Engineer at Microsoft Corporation Bangalore. In this blog, we will talk about sparse columns, which is a new feature introduced in SQL Server 2008. Let's have a look at the agenda for the day. Purpose, schema design techniques, introduction to sparse column, trade-off, and demo. Let's consider a real-time scenario. You are designing an application for online book-selling portal. Let's say there are 1,000 types of books and each of the book type has 4 to 5 properties. Probability of having common properties amongst different types of books is very rare. End users would be able to search relevant books based on parameters or values specified in the search criteria. You need to design a DB for the online book-selling application to store numerous books with thousands of attributes and enable search based on the attributes specified. Moreover, you should be able to add data, new entry, and new attributes to the table. The design should ease management and maintenance for such database. This database will somewhat look like this. We have couple of things to notice here. Firstly, if you look at the table, it has multiple columns and majority of the columns contain null values. This results in large row size. We have many documents identified by unique doc ID with same doc type. From the figure, we can notice that the doc type equal to 1 has only P1, P2, P3 as the required attributes or properties, and for the remaining, the values are null. Similarly, for doc type 2, only attributes P4 and P5 are required or valid, and others are null. Moreover, if we follow the same pattern, we have a high probability of hitting the limit of the number of the columns we can have. For SQL 2005, this limit is 1024. However, with some structural changes, this bar has been raised. From SQL 2008 onwards, we have up to 30,000 columns per table. Secondly, major portion of the table is filled with null values. This is because the properties of the documents are specified or specific to doc type. And accommodating all the properties in one table is very expensive from the storage design perspective. So the question is, how do we save the space? First thing that comes in mind is data compression. However, it is an expensive option. So here I am to present another option for saving spaces used by null values with its own do's and don'ts. So, before we begin with sparse columns, I would like to brush through the various flexible schemas available. Hence, schema design techniques. There are four types here, namely name value pair, normalized, XML, and blob. Talking about name value pair. In a name value pair schema, we have one column referring to various properties of the document. And the value column will represent values to these different kinds of properties. It's very important to understand that the value column will have data of different data types. For each property, we will have to insert separate rows, which results in the table to grow really huge in a very short time. Further, what would be the data type of the value column? One record for a single document will have multiple rows. It will depend on the number of properties the document has, which I'm sure will be in hundreds, maybe in thousands. To summarize the above point, rows will grow exponentially. Also, this table will be hard to index. Hence, the row grows exponentially, it's hard to index. Also, we are having rows with null values. All in all, not that great a design for the scenario that we are talking about. Moving ahead, normalization. Normalization usually involves dividing large tables into smaller and less redundant tables, and defining relationship between them. The objective is to isolate data so that additions, deletions, and modifications of a field can be made in just one table and then propagated through the rest of the database via defined relationships. Following the same, we will end up in having one table for each doc property, which will be easy to index and search. At the same time, we will have many tables to handle, many indexes and joins in case you want to query few tables. This in turn adds performance and manageability overhead. Talking about XML, here you can have one row per document and store all the properties in a single collection that is stored as XML. This can be a good option if the application sends and accepts data in XML format. However, the search operation will have a hard time to work with this. To ease this, you can use XML indexes available for SQL Server 2005 and above. But then again, they have their own disadvantages. Talking about blob, here the data will be stored in varchar max form and this structure cannot be indexed to perform search operations. So, coming back to the main scenario that we were discussing earlier, we have an option to save storage space as well as to cater the design requirement which is easier to manage. We will work on the same table and change one attribute of the column to save space. This is a more efficient way to handle the situation. This attribute is called sparse. So the columns are not only set nullable, but they have an attribute sparse. Moving ahead with our scenario, we declare all the property columns as sparse, which dictates SQL Server to store the columns differently. For example, an integer column, it will not consume any space or bytes if it has null as the value. However, if it has a non-null value, it will utilize 4 extra bytes. Hence, we will end up using 8 bytes for each non-null integer. When we look at the table here, the count of null values outnumbers the non-null values. Hence, the overhead of 4 byte per non-null value is bearable. You will need to play around with this feature a bit to understand its implementation, as not all applications will benefit from this. The scenario I consider will benefit from the sparse columns as the null value overweights the non-null values. However, there can be situations where there are very few null values. In that case, the 4 byte overhead for each non-null value will be a costly affair. To summarize, it is an optimized storage mechanism. It is an attribute of the column. The rows, if they have null value, will not use any space. However, if they have a non-null value, will have 4 bytes overhead for each non-null storage. Sparse columns are a property of the storage layer rather than the logical table. The performance will not be hampered, and it will, on the other hand, will be increased in case you use indexes with filters. Further, indexing is very efficient. Moving ahead, we'll talk about the trade-offs. Now, access to non-null sparse column is a bit costly. Storing non-null sparse column value will take 4 extra byte per value. Also, a sparse column cannot be of the following data type: text, end-text, image, timestamp, user-defined data types, geometry or geography, or have the file stream attribute. Moving ahead, we'll have a look as to how to implement the same. So, considering the same example, we'll present the demo. There are two ways to implement sparse column. First, if you already have a table that has a lot many null values, you can alter the existing table and convert it into a sparse table. Second, you can create another sparse table with the same structure and then move in the data from the non-sparse table to the sparse table. Okay, so let's move ahead and have a look at the demo. So here I have a database sparse test wherein I have a table called as non-sparse table. If I go ahead to select from this table, I see that most of the values here are null. As discussed, there are only few properties with respect to a document that has values, remaining all are null. The same follows with other documents as well. So, if I go ahead to check how much average space and number of pages are used to store this particular table, the non-sparse table, we can go ahead and use this query and have a check on that. So the average record size in bytes is 332.24 and the page count is 17. Okay, so as we discussed, there are two methods to convert this into sparse table. The first one is altering the existing table. The second is to create a new sparse table. Now, if I go ahead with altering the table, so just to give you an idea, amongst these two options, the second option is better, as an alter command will take a lot of time and it is resource intensive. Also, it's a bit tedious because you have to go ahead and alter each column one by one. This seems to be easy, but internally it's rebuilding the structure of the tables, which will take a whole lot of time. Also, it's tedious to run an alter command for each column. So the next option, which works wonders, is to create a new table and flush all the data from the old table to the new one. Hence, we move ahead to create a new table. Now this new table, sparse table, under the same database has the same structure as what the non-sparse table had. Okay, I'll go ahead and execute this and the table is created. Next, we move ahead to pump the data from the non-sparse table to the sparse table. Okay, further, I go ahead to create the same index, clustered index, that I had on the sparse, non-sparse table, on the sparse table, to check what are the advantages of enabling the sparse attribute. We can check DM underscore DB underscore index physical stats to understand the average record size and the page count. So I'm going to query both of them, the non-sparse table as well as the sparse table, at one go. Here we see there is a lot of improvement from the non-sparse to the sparse table. The average record size in bytes is 332, and in sparse-enabled table, it is 143. Also, the page count has decreased to nearly half. Hence, we see the major amount of space is saved. From this presentation, we have skimmed through different flexible schemas available and discussed the advantages of using sparse column attribute. We not only save space while storing the null values of the sparse columns, but we can extend the advantage to enhance the performance during select operations. Instead of using the normal indexes, we can use filtered index to remove null values from the result set. All in all, like any other feature, sparse column attributes has its own plus and minuses. We need to be cautious enough before implementation. Thank you.